champ is here!
It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings. We are broadcasting live for the next 2 hours right here on Patriots.com radio. It is week 11 in the NFL. Full slate of games this weekend. We are pumped up as always. I am Bill Enright, along with Anthony Grace, the PPR monster, and our producer, Kevin Collins, taking your calls at 855-PATS-500. Anthony, Kevin, what's going on, fellas?
Yeah, not much, Bill. How you doing today? Getting ready for some AFC East football tonight.
Yeah, not an exciting fantasy matchup, in my opinion.
No, it's not.
The offense is kind of a snoozer.
It is, but you never know. It could be one of those games that you keep close. If it doesn't do much for us fantasy guys, and if it's a close game, then at least something exciting to watch.
See, the problem I have is it could be a good matchup.
Could.
Fred Jackson's not going to play, probably. Lamar Miller's probably going to be limited.
Yep.
The Dolphins O-line is in shambles. The Bills D-line is great.
Yeah.
So, you know, Ryan Tannehill, and add that to the injury report, Sammy Watkins still banged up from that groin injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like all the fantasy stars that could have been in this game, they're not even healthy.
Yeah, I got a whole lot of nothing as far as fantasy players this week. So maybe a couple Charles Clay starts, something to that extent. But, yeah, outside of that, there's not going to be much in the way of fantasy.
You know, I'm trying to make a trade for a tight end in one of my leagues, and I'm trying to send off Mike Wallace. And he's playing tonight, and I'm like, dude, we got to do this now. Like, stop waiting around.
Right.
This offer's not going to be on the table forever. You got, like, 2 more hours. By the time I'm off the air, by the time this show's done, I better know if this trade is going to go through or not. Because I'm a very impatient person.
And who are you getting for Mike Wallace?
Well, I'm trying to trade Fred Jackson and Mike Wallace for Greg Olsen, who's on a bye next week, may I add. And I'm trying to use that to my advantage.
Yeah.
My second offer, if he doesn't want to do that, is I want to do Fred Jackson for Dwayne Allen. I'm loaded at running back. And he wants Mike Wallace for Dwayne Allen, which I'll probably concede to. But, I mean, let's go here.
Yeah.
We got to make some moves, buddy.
Yeah, Mike Wallace for Dwayne Allen's not a bad deal. Dwayne Allen's a very solid tight end for you, so I wouldn't mind doing a deal like that.
See, they're both very touchdown dependent.
Yeah, very true, very true. But, again, if we're looking at everything, all things considered, Dwayne Allen, a lot better of an offense. So, probably a lot more shootouts coming for the Colts the rest of the way than the Miami Dolphins, which is another plus to look at. Mike Wallace, he had that hot start, but he's been, you know, slowing down a little bit as the week's been going on, it seems.
Yeah, he has. And that's another thing why I'm not even that excited about tonight, because I'm probably going to use Mike Wallace in the flex, and I don't even know if I'm going to watch the whole game. I'm going to watch it. I watch every game.
Right.
But sometimes I'm on my phone. Sometimes I'm looking at Twitter. Sometimes I'm doing like 5 other things during a game like tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. If it's a game Sunday night, Colts, Patriots, you're not taking your eyes off that game. You're not doing anything else. I might not get up during the commercials just because I don't want to miss anything. But, yeah, tonight you're doing a lot of other things, get some other work done because it's not that big of a deal. If something big happens, you'll hear some cheering, you'll hear some screaming. We'll look and see what happens.
We got an exciting show planned for today. Again, 2 hours of fantasy football coverage, strategy, analysis for Week 11. We have another Millionaire Maker contest. You can check it out at DraftKings. You go to ffchamps.com/million to get your hands or to compete for $2.5 million in cash prizes. $1 million is going out to first place. We got an awesome new segment today. We mentioned it on Tuesday. Fantasy football playoffs just a few weeks away, people. We have a full schedule breakdown with the top 5 easiest, top 5 toughest matchups by position. It's a great new feature, going to help you dominate the most important time of the year, fantasy football playoffs from week 14 to week 16. I just published the article today on ffchamps.com. And, of course, hey, we talked about the Thursday night primetime game, our primetime pick 'em. See how our picks are doing, give some of our predictions for week 11. Anthony, why don't you run down the primetime games for this week?
Yeah, so like we're talking about tonight, we got an AFC East battle down in Miami with the Bills and the Dolphins. Sunday night, which is probably going to end up being the best primetime game for this weekend, is the New England Patriots taking on the Colts in Indianapolis, which always is a good game. I did a little research looking up some stuff for my Stardom Sims this week, and in the last 10 games the Colts and the Patriots have played, they're averaging 59 points combined per game. And only one game out of those 10 has scored less than a combined 44 points. So we're going to see a lot of points in that New England-Indianapolis game. And then Monday night we got a game, I guess, with Pittsburgh and the Tennessee Titans. Definitely a time you wish flex scheduling could happen on a Monday night, because this is one you don't really... It's probably going to be a little worse than tonight. I mean, fantasy-wise, you got a lot more relevance with a couple guys from Pittsburgh, but outside of that, it's probably going to be a more dominant game, less close than what we're going to see tonight, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Monday night game is going to be very fantasy-relevant, unless you have Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown... Yeah, that's it. Big Ben, that's it. No one from the Titans.
Yeah, you're not really starting anybody from the Titans out there either. So, yeah, it's going to be a long Monday night, a long Thursday night, but the game sandwich right in between. It's like an Oreo. You know, the cookie part's okay, but the cream in the middle is what you're going for, and that's our Sunday night game with the Colts and the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, that matchup, who was it last year? Maybe Kevin can help us on this one. Who was it last year in the playoffs that had, like, two touchdowns? Was it Derek Rogers?
What?
For the Colts? Reggie Wayne was out with the ACL.
It was Brazil, wasn't it?
Oh, Le'Veon Brazil. Right. I knew it was one of those knuckleheads.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm excited for that matchup. Very, very excited. You want to talk about fantasy dominance. You
got Sunday.
Two great quarterbacks. Two awesome tight ends. You throw in Kobe Fleener, three tight ends.
Yeah.
Vereen, Ahmad Bradshaw, Edelman, LaFell, Wayne, Hilton. You can almost set up your own team with just that matchup.
A lot of points.
Might be a good idea if you're looking on DraftKings.
Yeah, a lot of points going around. I think the guy I'm playing in my league this week has like six players on between on Sunday night virtually. He's got Luck and Dwayne Allen and I don't know. You know what I mean? But it's one of those things where like I hate if I'm playing somebody and my games are done and I got to wait Sunday and Monday night to see what happens, because it's so much more stressful, I feel like, waiting to see someone fail than see one of your players succeed. I think it's so much worse.
Yeah, that's the problem. When you're watching that Sunday night game and that's the only game that's going on, you're watching every single snap and you're like, all right, well, not to Hilton, not to Bradshaw. All right, well, if he's going to throw it, let it at least be to Dwayne Allen. Like, that's the tough things about the primetime games, which I love when it's my players. But when you're going against those players, it's the worst.
Right. You're screaming at the TV, just run the ball. The guy next to you is like, there's 14:30 left in the first quarter. So it's tough. But, yeah, it's going to be a long weekend. But you know what? It's going to be a great game. So at least it'll be exciting fantasy and non-fantasy-wise for everybody out there.
So we are also going over taking your start and sit questions throughout the show. Of course, we do that every week, every episode. 855-478-7030 is the phone number. We are already getting some emails. Web radio at patriots.com. That's not the right phone number, is it?
I don't think it is.
Why do I keep giving the wrong phone number on this show? I'll tell you why, because I have the wrong piece of paper in front of me.
Every time.
855-PATS-500. What is that?
728-7500.
I might have lost my paper, my little cheat sheet.
Uh-oh.
No, here it is. I got it.
All right, good.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Light up those phone lines, people. Very important week. If you're looking for that playoff push, week 11, you got this weekend, week 12, week 13, three more games. Typically, if you're in a 10-team league, what makes the playoffs? Six wins?
Yeah, I would say six wins is going to get you near the bottom. Now, I guess it depends how many people are going through in a 10-team league. I'd imagine before, so you might need closer to seven. But a lot of times that six win, depending on how – again, if you got two real dominant teams in your league and a couple that are really in the gutter in a 10-team league, you got two at the top, two at the bottom. That's two more spots for six teams. So, yes, the six, seven wins, I think – you can feel relatively confident you can sneak into the playoffs. But anything above 7, that 8-9 win, it's almost a lock, I would think.
So if you're hovering around that maybe 5-win spot, you might have to win the next 2 out of 3 weeks. You might have to win out.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people out there not just looking to get in the playoffs, a lot of people are looking to get those bye weeks if your league gives those out, which is huge. Last year, won championship in my league, and if I didn't have the bye week, would have lost the first round. So it comes in handy. If you're in the playoffs or you're near the top and you feel like you're confident making it, you got to make moves to make sure you get a bye because that could be a huge, huge advantage for you.
So, again, if you have a Week 11 lineup question, we have a Week 11 answer for you, and the number is 855-728-7500, web radio. At patriots.com is the email. Anthony, what do you say we jump into some of the news and notes from around the league? We'll start off with the four teams that are on the bye this week. Get them out of your lineups. Baltimore Ravens players, Dallas Cowboy players, Jacksonville Jaguars, and the New York Jets all on a bye this weekend. I guess the only one that really hurts a lot of people are probably the Cowboys. Romo, Dez Bryant, DeMarco Murray. Maybe you're looking at the Ravens, maybe a guy like Steve Smith, Jaguars, Denard Robinson, Jets, Percy Harvin, maybe Eric Decker.
Yeah, I got Justin Forsett off the Ravens, too.
Oh, Justin Forsett. Yep, that's another good one.
This week it is four teams, a couple less than we had the last couple of weeks with the six, so that's a nice change of event. But when we had those six teams, I mean, it felt like each week you had at least three, if not four teams, with huge fantasy-relevant players getting sat, so it was tough. But this week, yeah, four teams, the Jets, like you said, really no one that relevant. You can find a replacement for Percy Harvin or Eric Decker. Denard Robinson and Forsett have been coming on of late, but yeah, the Cowboys, DeMarco, Dez, and Romo, those are the major guys that are sitting this week.
Yeah, that's tough for me, especially if you have a quarterback wide receiver combo. I have Romo and Dez in a couple leagues.
Ooh, yeah, that's going to be rough. But
And up until last week, I was using Owen Daniels. That's why I'm trying to trade for a tight end.
Yeah, that's tough. Now, let me ask you a question, Bill. When you're doing your draft, do you factor in bye weeks at all,
Zero.
Or do you just kind of See, that's how I am, too. I feel like if you build a strong enough team, you might get hurt during one bye week, but if you're, 8-1 going into week 10 and you got six people in a bye, worth it, in my opinion.
Andre Ellington, Gio Bernard, Demaryius Thomas, and A.J. Green were all out on a bye in week 4. I lost. I got my butt kicked.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I mean, now the rest of the year, they're healthy. They're in the lineup. Gio, obviously, I've been using Jeremy Hill. It's fine. But I'd rather sacrifice to 1 week.
I hear you. Yeah, same thing. I'd rather have four dominant players and that miss 1 week than, kind of dance around it.
All right, let's move over some injury news regarding the quarterbacks. It's interesting because Cam Newton was clearly struggling. Looked like he was injured on Monday night. Not even on the injury report this week.
Yeah, did you see any of the press conferences with him and Ron Rivera? Ron Rivera said, "Oh yeah, he's fine." And Cam's like, "Yeah, I was hurting." So that's going to be a fun one to watch the rest of the way down in Carolina, because if they don't, I mean, they're lucky they play in such a bad division this year and are still in the playoff hunt. If they're in another division, they're really not having much of a chance. But that is going to be a bit of a situation, something to keep an eye on down in Carolina the rest of the way. See what happens if they collapse and start imploding. We wonder what's going to happen to that team.
The St. Louis Rams made a quarterback change. Sean Hill is back in. Austin Davis is out. Jeff Fisher is becoming one of those guys that you just can't really trust with that, whatever he says to the media. Because remember in the summer, he was like, yeah, Zach Stacy's our starter. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get a look at Benny Cunningham in that third preseason game. Stacy's the guy. Stacy's not the guy anymore.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, he said, Austin Davis is our quarterback. He's our QB. He's our starter. He's a starter. Well, Sean Davis is back in. So Jeff Fisher's a guy you have to take whatever he says with a grain of salt.
Yeah, he's the new Mike Shanahan. He's Mike Shanahan with a mustache, pretty much.
Mike Shanahan was the worst.
Right?
He was the worst.
Except when he had Clinton Portis, and that's about it.
Clinton Portis. Then for the Arizona Cardinals, obviously Carson Palmer is out with a torn ACL. Drew Stanton is in for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, man, I guess we can see if we can build a chemistry up with some of these guys, but that team offensively is going to take a big hit without Carson Palmer being there. That's going to hurt them a lot, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in the NFC West the rest of the way. The Seahawks and the 49ers, a couple big wins this weekend to keep pace with the Cardinals, still a couple games out, but if Carson Palmer's playing, you feel like the Cardinals might have a good chance to wrap up that division. With Drew Stanton, it's anybody's game now, which is, again, something fun to watch.
And then moving over to the running back spot, Rashad Jennings for the New York Giants back at practice, fully expected to play. But Tom Coughlin saying that they don't know if they're going to give him a full workload this week.
Yeah, that's nerve-wracking to anybody who owns Rashad Jennings. I understand why they might not want to give him a full workload, but you kept him out, you know, 5 weeks virtually with the bye week. So I think if you're bringing him back in, you know he's ready to play, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But Tom Coughlin was talking high praises on Rashad Jennings earlier this week, so I guess we'll see what happens. If he comes out and has a big beginning, a big start to the game, then I guess they got to keep him in there.
Monte Ball for the Denver Broncos back in practice, fully expected to split carries with C.J. Anderson. Remember, Ronnie Hillman's not going to play this week.
Yeah, Ronnie Hillman out this week and definitely next week, it looks like. So Monte Ball has a chance to maybe not get his starting job back necessarily, but split some carries with Ronnie Hillman when he does return in a couple weeks.
Gio Bernard has been out all week for practice. The report right now from the NFL Network is that he's not going to play this weekend against the Saints. Jeremy Hill took over 2 weeks ago for Gio, looked great. Last Thursday night, he looked terrible. The 49ers just ran all over the Saints this past weekend. I think it was 117 yards and two touchdowns split up between Frank Gore and Carlos Hyde. So that's, I think, good news for Jeremy Hill this weekend.
Yeah, if you own Jeremy Hill, again, another week that he has a very good chance to bounce back. It was disappointing last week, but like we said, he ended up being the best player on the field. He almost outrushed what Andy Dalton passed for. So you can't hate on Jeremy Hill for what happened last week. That was just the whole epic meltdown collapse by the Cincinnati Bengals as a whole. But yeah, last week, Frank Gore, Carlos Hyde both got in the end zone. So you got to imagine Jeremy Hill's going to get, again, majority of the workload. If they keep it close, which I think it'll be a little bit closer of a game than what happened last week with Cleveland, I think you're going to be all right if you start Jeremy Hill. Should get big things out of him, more like you saw 2 weeks ago.
For the Detroit Lions, Reggie Bush has been not practicing this week. You know, the report right now is that he's going to be a game-time decision. Tough matchup against the Arizona Cardinals. They have one of the best run defenses in the NFL. And not to mention, it's a three-man backfield now because Theo Reddick scored last week. Jerick Bell running well. Reggie Bush is the only one that's banged up. So even if he does play, I don't expect a whole lot from him this week.
Yeah, you can expect a whole lot for him. He is, you know, giving fantasy owners a major headache this year, that's for sure, with all the issues he's having. But again, with Reggie Bush, you know he's the kind of guy that hasn't stayed healthy his entire career. Rarely does he get through an entire season playing all 16 games. So you can't be totally shocked by him not practicing and being a game-time decision. But like you said, he's been faltering of late, not a lot going on for him this year. One game with double digits, and outside of that game, he doesn't have a game with more than 6 points in it.
And then Arian Foster for the Houston Texans was very noncommittal when the media asked him about his groin injury. I think that raises some concerns. Wouldn't you expect a player to say, yeah, I'm ready to play, I'm ready to go? Instead, Foster is like, takes the opposite approach. Like, he's so annoying when he's talking to reporters. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to play. I'm just trying to do the best for my team. Like, just let the coaches deal with that. You tell us that you're ready to go and that you want to play.
Yeah, it's weird. Usually, like you said, the players are the guys that are saying, I'm going to be ready, I'll be out there. The coach might have to hold them back a little bit. But with this injury, like we said a couple weeks ago when it happened, Arian Foster just looked really upset, looked like it was a lot worse than they said it was, and now the coaches seem to be more, I guess, positive of him playing than Arian Foster. And Foster's a guy that has the injury, so he would know better than anybody how he's feeling. It's a very, very red flag situation down there in Houston, I think, for the running back position.
All right, let's move over to the wide receivers. Good news if you have Calvin Johnson and Brandon Marshall. Both of those guys are back at practice this week. Both of them remain a wide receiver one. Top 10 guys always start your studs. Something that we missed on Tuesday, Allen Robinson out for the year with a broken foot. He was our guy for a couple weeks.
Yeah, we did. We loved Allen Robinson there. He had a nice run. Very sad to see that happen. But again, I don't think he's a guy a lot of people are relying on week in and week out, more of a potential flex play for a lot of people. So this didn't hurt as much as someone else going down, but Allen Robinson showed a lot of potential, a guy that might be a sleeper coming into the draft next year for some people as a wide receiver three or every week flex start.
All right, moving over. Moving over. Moving over to tight ends. Martellus Bennett is back at practice. Jordan Cameron not practicing for the Browns, and Delanie Walker, after getting knocked out cold against the Ravens this past weekend, he is not practicing for the Titans.
Yeah, Delanie Walker, we said on Tuesday, not looking too good for him to be playing this week. And again, it's a Monday night game, so you're not going to take a chance on starting him. Jordan Cameron, don't know what we're going to out of him yet. Same thing, still on the sidelines. And Martellus Bennett, he'll be fine. He'll be playing this week.
Oh, boy. So that's an injury report.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. The running backs are that position just really pisses me off this year. Man.
It's tough. A lot of injuries, very thin to begin with, so it's one of those things where if you have a stud running back, a guy like a Le'Veon Bell who's playing extremely well this year, a Marshawn Lynch, kudos to you because that guy could anchor your team and take you places where a lot of people with LeSean McCoys and players of that nature drafted early kind of are crapping out on him and not doing what you were expecting. So a very tough position to figure out this year.
My one team where I'm not doing so well, I have Rashad Jennings and Monte Ball. Both went down the same week. Both are coming back the same week.
Yeah, that's a tough, what is that, 5-week stretch for your two starting running backs. I mean, replacing, and that happened a few weeks ago. So imagine trying to find two starting running backs in week 6, week 7 to play the rest of the way. Now, I know you got Justin Forsett, but he came in a little bit earlier. Maybe Denard Robinson.
Yeah.
Outside of that, no one's really stepped up. Every other player that has had a good week is pretty much on a team consistently.
And you think about it, Ahmad Bradshaw was an early season pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Forsett was an early season pickup.
Yep.
Jeremy Hill, Ronnie Hillman, they were kind of late-season guys, maybe mid-season, I should say. But, you know, Bishop Sankey never panned out.
No.
Ryan Matthews was still hurt. Brandon Oliver was a good mid-season pickup. So there have been guys like once every 2 or 3 weeks, but it hasn't been Denard Robinson, a good mid-season pickup. So maybe 3 or 4 guys mid-season, 1 or 2 guys in the first few weeks, the first month of the season. But outside of maybe those 6 guys that we just kind of rattled off, it's been tough for the running back position, man. It really has.
Yeah, very tough. So, like I said, it's one of those things where I think a lot of people are kind of angry at themselves or kicking themselves, but you can't. I mean, it's just a lot of times someone might make a dumb move or give up on a guy too early or not act on a guy fast enough. But this year, it's just the running back position in general, very thin, not a lot of studs, not a lot of guys putting up the running back numbers that we're used to seeing. We expected a lot of big things, like I said, out of a couple guys that haven't shown up this year. So, you know, just gotta plug in and pull through, and that's all you can do at this point. You're 11 weeks into the year, so got to do what you got to do to make the playoffs now.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're going to Nick in Boston, who's in a 10-team and a 12-team standard league. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. How you doing today?
Pretty good. So before I ask you guys a couple questions here, I just have to say, is that really the best that ESPN could do, the Steelers and the Titans?
Right? Tell me about it.
What is going on? Like, really, what's going on there? Like, I'm sorry, but, like, this past Monday night's game, watching John Gruden make smoothies of some kind, like, I don't, that's what's going to happen in this game, I feel like. And I kind of want to watch, you know, an actual football game on Monday night, not John Gruden making smoothies. But anyway.
Well, that's not ESPN. That's the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, then, who at the NFL thought that the Titans were going to have a comeback here? I don't know. Anyway.
You know, that's an interesting point, Nick, because every year that happens, though. Like, who would have thought that the Browns would have been good last Thursday versus the Bengals? And they're in first place in AFC North. So you can't say, well, we knew last March when we were making the schedule that the Titans were going to stink this year. I think they were 7-9. It's not a bad team. So you can't blame the NFL schedule makers. You can't blame ESPN. Every team deserves at least one primetime game. So this just happens to be a week when we get the Steelers and the Titans. It's not an exciting game, but the potential certainly could have been there.
Well, I guess it could be a very exciting game for, you know, for the Steelers fans, that's for sure.
But, yeah, there you go.
But anyway, so I've got a couple flex questions here. So I've got 3 guys for 1 spot here. I've got Keenan Allen, Anquan Boldin, and Matt Asiata. Who would you go with there?
Keenan Allen, Anquan Boldin, or Matt Asiata?
Well, let's rule out Matt Asiata against the Bears.
Yeah, we can't start him right now. Man.
PPR?
No, it's standard.
Okay. I think I might go Boldin.
Yeah, Boldin just had a hot hand the last couple weeks, and I feel like I feel like that might be your best bet. The Giants aren't a good team at stopping the passing game. And I just think a guy playing hot right now is a little bit better. Keenan Allen hasn't shown much of anything this season, so I feel more comfortable playing Anquan Boldin this week.
Yeah, I'm a little worried he may break out against a mediocre, at best, Oakland secondary, but I kind of agree with you. I mean, Boldin had a huge game last weekend, so sounds good to me. And then the other one is another flex position, either wide receiver or running back. Terrence West, Andre Johnson, Jarvis Landry, or Michael Crabtree?
You know, the Terrence West, Andre Johnson, I think it's really between those two guys. Forget about Crabtree. Forget about Landry.
Yeah.
The problem I have with Terrence West is who knows who's going to get the ball out of that backfield. I had a really tough time ranking the Cleveland running backs this weekend. They're playing against Houston. Great matchup. I have West ranked 20th, Ben Tate ranked 19th, Crowell ranked 22nd. You know, guys like I have Rashad Jennings behind them because I don't know. He's questionable. He'll probably move up a couple spots by Sunday. Maybe Monte Ball, C.J. Anderson will move up a couple spots by Sunday. But the problem with the Browns is one of them will do well. Last week, all three of them did well. You don't know who it's going to be. I don't have a good grasp on that situation. The Browns beat writers don't have a good grasp on that situation because Coach Mike Pettine doesn't have he wants to use the hot hand. Kyle Shanahan, like his father, who Anthony said at the top of the show, is one of the most frustrating offensive coordinators to deal with because you don't know who's going to get the ball the most. I wish there was only one there because he would be a top five guy or maybe a top 10 guy. But instead, there are three.
Yeah. So you're saying there's a better chance that, you know, Johnson will get a little bit more action.
Well, that's the other predicament. We don't know what Ryan Mallett can do yet.
Yeah.
He hasn't. Has he ever started an NFL game?
I don't think he has. And you have an unproven quarterback throwing to Andre Johnson, which is a great safety blanket, so he's probably going to get targets. But then you got Joe Hayden on him, too, from Cleveland, one of the best cornerbacks in the league, going against virtually a rookie quarterback as far as playing time goes. So
in the standard league...
You got to go the running back.
Yeah, you got to go running back.
Yeah, it's like a three-headed monster situation like we used to see in New England before some injuries came up this year. But,
yep.
I mean, you know, he scored last week. I need to see what Ryan Mallett can do. And Andre Johnson is cool, even with Fitzpatrick. So, I mean, I love me some DeAndre Hopkins, but he's not on this team. So I'll have to go with Terrence West for this one. All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Best of luck.
Good luck.
Appreciate the phone call. I think a lot of people are scratching their heads with that Cleveland running back situation. It's a tough one.
Yeah, it is. It really is. We don't know what we're going to get. I think Terrence West
94 yards might be the guy last week.
Yeah, might be getting the guy that gets the majority of the touches. But, again, it's going to be one of those things where, like, well, if he gets 12, then Ben Tate's getting 10 and Crowell's probably getting 7. So it's not going to be enough to really say, I got to start this guy. But – against a bad run defense in Houston, against the odds of Ryan Mallett having a huge hookup against one of the best cornerbacks on Andre Johnson, I just like the odds of Terrence West maybe getting in the end zone or doing a little bit more for you than I do Andre Johnson, especially in a standard league.
We are just getting started here on the Fantasy Football Champs. Coming back with your start and sit questions for Week 11. Light up those phone lines, 855-728-7500, and send your emails to webradio@patriots.com. More Fantasy Football Champs right after this.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument of flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, and much more, including Pro Shop exclusives and sideline gear from Adidas, Nike, and New Era. The Pro Shop is located next to Gillette Stadium and is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots and Revolution Pro Shop, your team, your store. Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy football champs on patriots.com radio. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Webradio@patriots.com is the email. Emails, as always, are flying into our inboxes. Kevin, I don't think you can click forward fast enough.
I know. I'm just trying to keep up.
First one of the day came in at 1:15. We're 3 hours before we're on air.
So that's early. I love it. I love when my phone starts ringing and I look down and it's Kevin sending me emails when I'm, you know, out doing other stuff or working somewhere else. So wonderful. Love it. I love to get those questions early and it just means people are provoked. They want to know what's going on. They need some advice. They want to win. That's what I like to hear. That's why we're here. We want people to win.
Leon from Washington, D.C. says, hey, guys, listen to the show every Tuesday and Thursday. Thanks for all the great advice. In a PPR league, he has Terrence West, C.J. Anderson, Joique Bell, or Charles Sims. Pick one.
Charles, well, you know what? I know Arizona's got a tough defense. If Reggie Bush doesn't play, it's hard to pass up Joik Bell. I know Theoretic's going to get some touches too, but Joik Bell is just going to be more of a solid option, I think, especially over someone like a Terrence West. So I think Joik Bell would be my go-to guy in this situation, as long as Reggie doesn't play.
Disagreeing with that one. I think West or Anderson, even with Reggie out, but no one, you just can't run against the Cardinals. Can't do it. So for me, it's either West or Anderson, and by Sunday, I might have a different decision than I have today. But I'm narrowing it down to those two, and Anthony says pick Joik Bell, so that's a tough one. We're going to have to go with a stalemate on that one. PPR League, Sammy Watkins, Jordan Matthews, Devontae Adams, holy rookie wide receiver, Batman, Michael Crabtree or Dwayne Bowe, pick two of them. You don't like Sammy Watkins this week, do you?
I don't like Sammy Watkins this week. A lot of things going against him in my mind as far as this matchup. So I would go with the other two rookies, Devontae Adams and Jordan Matthews. I think that's another high-scoring game this weekend that we're going to see out of Green Bay and Philadelphia. A lot of points going to be on the board. We all know Philadelphia's pass defense is pretty shoddy, so Devontae Adams should see a lot more targets, a lot more catches and yards than he did the last couple weeks. He gets into the end zone at home, so I like Adams and Jordan Matthews this week out of those guys.
Yeah, I'm with you too. Sammy Watkins scares me a little bit tonight.
Yeah, tough, a little bit banged up Thursday night, division matchup. I don't think bodes well for Sammy Watkins tonight.
Chris from Cali, he says, I've attached a picture of my roster, non-PPR. I am not able to listen live due to my college course, but download the podcasts. Are there any changes I should make to my lineup? And what do you think of my team name? Gronk, if you're horny, is his team name. I guess that's pretty amusing. That's his team name for all three of his teams.
Love it.
I mean, he sent us this big screenshot of all three of his teams. We got to go through all three of them here? Let's just do one. He's not even listening. I wish I knew.
He'll never know anyway.
I wish I knew which team was his best. Because then does he? Or I guess I wish I knew which team was his worst. We wouldn't have to do any. We wouldn't have to do a lot with that. I can't even figure out what am I looking at here.
I don't know. I'm waiting for this picture to open for me.
Oh, only one team, but it's three different screenshots. All right, that's not that bad. All right,
now it's making sense. It's all coming together, Pepper.
Right. We can do this. All right, so his quarterback's Brady. We love it. Great matchup versus the Colts. And he said it was in a non-PPR league. So Vereen is a little bit questionable. So is Edelman. That's all in on the Patriots this weekend. Mm-hmm. He has Monte Ball on the bench. DeMarco Murray's on a bye. Darren Sproles. John Brown from the Cardinals. Keenan Allen in at flex. Martellus Bennett in at tight end. Brandon Oliver in at running back. Keenan Allen, Julian Edelman, and then Martellus Bennett. DeSean Jackson in at flex. DeAndre Hopkins in at flex. So he's going with four wide receivers this weekend. Breeze over Manning. Brady over Breeze. We're fine with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Shane Vereen over Monte Ball.
Man, I'm okay with it based on the fact that we haven't seen Ball in over a month, and Shane Vereen's got a matchup, like I said, that should see a lot of points. So I'm okay with that this week for sure.
All right, in a non-PPR league, DeSean Jackson over Julian Edelman.
Yeah, man. Yeah, non-PPR, I got to play DeSean. You know he's got a chance to get a long touchdown, and Julian Edelman's not that kind of player. Again, a lot of points, so I would think about putting Edelman maybe in a flex when we finish the lineup out, but I would put DeSean in over Edelman at that wide receiver position.
All right, so now it becomes down to Edelman, Monte Ball, John Brown, or Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, John Brown.
I didn't see Brandon Cooks down here. Holy.
I like John Brown, but again, this week, a tough defense, new quarterback. I'm not too hot on that situation. But Brandon Cooks, again, at home in the dome, another week where it's probably not going to be a huge high-scoring game, but the Bengals' defense isn't anything that special, I don't think, right now. So I would flip Brandon Cooks in over Julian Edelman in that last flex position.
Keenan Allen or Julian Edelman?
That's another tough one. I know we just had the call from Nick, and he was questioning if Keenan Allen's going to have a chance to come back this week against that Oakland Raiders secondary, who's kind of iffy. But I'm going to go Julian Edelman over Keenan Allen.
Okay, so Keenan Allen's out. And then one last one, Julian Edelman or Reggie Wayne?
Man. I'm going to stick with Julian Edelman there. A little bit more over Reggie Wayne. I don't know why. Just a gut feeling, I guess, more than anything. I mean, again, high-scoring game. They're both putting up points. Gut feeling, I would go Edelman over Reggie Wayne. That's the only reason.
All right, so Edelman stays in. Keenan Allen comes out. Brandon Cooks goes in.
Yeah, agreed. I like that.
Okay. Next email is from George in Kentucky? KY Kentucky?
KY is Kentucky.
I thought it was Jelly. Hey, Bill and Anthony, two questions. 12-team full-point PPR league with 6 points for passing touchdowns. I'm currently at 6-4, and a win this week will go a long way to securing my spot in the playoffs. Question one, at quarterback, for most of the season I've been rolling with Russell Wilson and Carson Palmer. I waited to draft my quarterbacks late with Palmer done for the season. I have a problem this week. I'm not confident with Wilson this week at Arrowhead. The best free agent quarterbacks available are McCown, Orton, and Alex Smith. Can we trust any of them over Russell Wilson?
Hell no. I'm not playing any of those guys over Russell Wilson.
Nah, I agree.
I know it's a tough place to play in Arrowhead, but Russell Wilson is he is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. I mean, that's just a fact. He puts up points, and he's a guy that he's had, what, two, three games this year where he's rushed for over 100 yards. So if he can't get done with his arm, he's going to get it done with his legs. Either way, Russell Wilson finds a way to put up fantasy points for his owners.
Now, he has Palmer, but I don't know who his available options are other than the three quarterbacks that he mentioned, McCown, Orton, or Alex Smith. I wish he would give us some options that are on the waiver wire that are, you know, running backs or wide receivers.
Yeah, at that point, with Palmer, obviously you're dropping him for someone, and I'm not picking up any of these quarterbacks over, you know, probably a better option at a position player
right.
for you on the waiver yeah. wire. So none of these quarterbacks really excite me. Most of them really aren't. I guess you could use them as bye week fill-ins, but even that is just kind of hoping, you know, you're throwing a bunch of stuff against the wall and hoping one of them sticks for you. That's pretty much it's a toss-up with all those guys if you need one of them. But you got Russell Wilson. You should have no reason to panic right now.
Full point PPR, he needs some help with his flex position. Jeremy Hill, DeAndre Hopkins, Odell Beckham, Keenan Allen. Full
just
point
one.
PPR.
Just one.
Process by elimination.
Yeah, with no Geo, it's hard to go against Jeremy Hill. It's between him and Odell Beckham, because Odell Beckham is just playing, again, another guy that's playing great after Victor Cruz went down. But running back, going to get a majority of the touches, I think it's got to be Jeremy Hill again.
Yeah, that's where I was going with, too. But Odell Beckham's very intriguing.
Yeah, playing very, very well this year. And if he continues this the rest of the year, going to be interesting to see where people are looking to pick him next year in a draft.
PPR new emailer, Craig from Wisconsin. PPR league, Travis Kelce or Dwayne Allen?
Ooh, that's intriguing.
I have them ranked 4 and 6 this weekend, very close to each other.
I do like both of them. I would go Kelce. I like him a little more. I feel like he gets a lot more looks. He's the number one passing target in that offense.
Second part of this question, PPR league, pick a running back, wide receiver, and a flex. Shane Vereen, Joik Bell, Jerick McKinnon, Bobby Rainey. Full point PPR. We're leaning toward Vereen here, right?
Definitely.
Brandon LaFell, Calvin Benjamin, Mike Evans, Odell Beckham Jr., y'all.
Just one of those guys?
Yeah. Calvin? Beckham?
Yeah, I would go I would go Calvin over Beckham, but it's close. I would go Calvin Benjamin.
And then we have one for the flex. Evans, Beckham, or Droik Bell?
I would go full point PPR. I would go Beckham with that last one in that flex spot.
Half point PPR, pick a running back and a flex. Jeremy Hill, Ryan Matthews, CJ Anderson, Reggie Bush.
Got to go Jeremy Hill for the running back.
And then the flex?
Was it Ryan Matthews, Reggie Bush, we don't know. Ryan Matthews is his first week back. Who was the last option?
Reggie Bush, CJ Anderson, Ryan Matthews.
I've got to go CJ Anderson. Bush we don't know about. And again, Ryan Matthews, first week back. I know he's going to get a majority of the touches, but I'd take my chance on CJ Anderson in a better offense right now.
Yeah, I'm like intrigued by CJ Anderson this week.
He played real well coming in last week for Ronnie Hillman, so I don't see why he can't do it again. You're playing another team in the Rams that is not a huge obstacle in your road, so I think they'll be okay there. They'll still be able to put up points, and Denver, I think, is just a better offense overall than San Diego.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's like I said, it's tough after Hill. It's really just a a cluster of I don't know for sure, but like I said, Reggie Bush not playing, that definitely probably not playing. We don't know, but a tough defense. I'm sticking with C.J. Anderson for that flex position.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. We have Russell in New York City on the line. Hey, Russ.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Buddy?
Oh, my goodness. The webs that we weave, I'm 9-1. I mean, barring.
Oh, you don't need our help. All right, goodbye.
Yeah, it's funny. That's when I need your help the most, Bill.
No, of course. I'm just playing.
No, sorry I haven't been able to call in the last few weeks, but I got myself into a little situation here, and I'm wondering what your guys' thoughts are. So I'm 9-1. I mean, barring some statistical anomaly, I'm gearing up for week 15 because I'll have the bye, and 15 will be my conference championship with the hopes of getting into the Super Bowl. If I get to the Super Bowl this year, they structured it a little different this year, so it's $10K to the winner of the Super Bowl. And it's $2,000 for the runner-up. So if I can win week 15, I've locked in $2K. And obviously with the hopes of getting the 10. So today I managed to trade for Peyton Manning. And don't ask me what I had to do to do that. But here's what's going on now. Now I've got the guy with Andrew Luck trying to get me to ship Manning over to him for Luck and maybe Rashad Jennings. So looking down the line at 15-16, it looks like Andrew Luck has the better way home versus Peyton. Peyton's got two road games,
yeah.
Whereas Luck has Houston at home and then at Dallas.
What's the question, Russell?
Should I now turn around and ship Manning to this guy for Andrew Luck and Rashad Jennings?
Sure.
Okay, even if it leaves me a little bit weak at running back, which I've been all season, and I've managed to overcome it.
Wait, I thought you're getting Jennings in Luck.
No. I've got Manning now. I'll be shipping Manning out for Luck. No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I said it wrong. Manning and Jennings go out, and Luck comes.
No. There's no need to do that.
Today, Junior.
Yeah, I mean, this is getting ridiculous here. You don't even know what players are trading away.
It's been a long day, Bill. I'm sorry.
It's only getting longer.
Yeah. No. I have Jennings. So sorry, Manning, and I give him Peyton and Rashad, and he gives me Luck.
No, listen. I mean, look. Would you rather have a Lamborghini or a Ferrari? I mean, that's the kind of predicament that you're in right now. Plus, you're giving away Rashad Jennings, who I think can help you out down the stretch. The Giants have a pretty good schedule in December. I would keep Peyton Manning. Luck is the number one quarterback this year. That's great. You have the number two quarterback. Plus, you're getting to hold on to Jennings. I don't think you need to make that move. By week 15, I know you're trying to fight for the bye and you want that first place. I think you'll be fine with the guys that you have.
All right, awesome, and sorry for my long-winded BS. And Kevin, cut that stuff out, and I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.
All right, later, Russ.
See you, Russ.
Isn't it great when people call us to tell us like who teams are playing? Like, we don't know
that
Kevin information.
Kevin can be there, obviously, to offer insight.
Kevin offers a lot of things. What else does Kevin offer?
No, Kevin can be there, obviously, to offer insight.
Definitely.
Very versatile.
He's very versatile.
Kevin's going to be dealing with what Kevin's got to deal with.
I don't like questions like the one we just got because I think it's I don't like to split hairs and I'm bald. So Peyton Manning,
so
Andrew Luck, it doesn't make your team better, doesn't make your team worse, and he was thrown in Rashad Jennings. So I don't think there's a need to make that move. Is the 2-point difference of Andrew Luck over Peyton Manning, which is basically what it averages out to be right now, is that going to make the difference of week 16? It might. If it does, you got screwed. That's a bad break. You got a bad beat. But I'm rolling with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I totally agree. If you were trading Peyton to get Luck and Rashad Jennings, I'm 100% giving up Peyton Manning today. But yeah, look, I know Peyton's got two road games, week 15 and 16. Not the easiest thing to do. But it's the Denver Broncos. They've been here before. They know what they're doing. It's not a team that's full of rookies and young guys trying to make a run. They've made runs the last couple of years. They're going to have their stuff together. They're going to be fine down the stretch. No matter if they're playing at home, on the road, they're able to put up points. They're going to put up points. They're going to do what they got to do to get in the playoffs and have a bye week. Peyton Manning's going to be fine no matter where he's playing, what time. Don't care.
Next caller is Kyle in New Jersey. He's in the 12-team PPR league. What's up, Kyle?
How you doing, man?
What's going on today?
I've been using your guys' site for a while. You guys are doing a heck of a job, so I want to first say that. But I'm not going to be as long as that last guy, by the way, just so you know.
Thank you.
But,
appreciate it.
I got a great team. Everything's been going well. I'm 6-4 right now. I got Antonio Brown, Demaryius Thomas. I've been riding the Carson Palmer wave for a while, so that's been working out. But and I have Ellington as well as my running back. But my question is I've got three guys here at PPR, Matt Asiata. It's not the greatest combination of people, but Matt Asiata, Bryce Brown, and Theo Riddick. And kind of seeing what you guys are thinking there. Theo Riddick, I know with Bush situation right now, may work out, and Fred Jackson. So kind of think of what you guys are thinking.
Oh, boy. let's rule out Matt Asiata here because I think there's some potential for Bryce Brown tonight, especially with Fred Jackson not playing. Now,
yeah.
I may change my mind on Sunday if I find out Reggie Bush isn't playing.
Right.
But right.
I kind of look at this like the vulture.
That's
you
the
know,
risk.
Matt, he's only TDs, I guess, huh?
Very TD dependent, Matt Asiata is. So that is tough. No Reggie Bush would be nice for Theo Riddick, but again, playing against one of the top. Actually, the top offense as far as stopping running backs this year from scoring fantasy points in the Cardinals. So, no Fred Jackson. I think Bryce Brown is probably the best bet on the board.
Mm-hmm. If you think, I mean, right now, I guess it's kind of tough with seeing the situation. If Bush is definitely, say, he's 100% out, although we won't find that out because of tonight's game with Bryce Brown. But if he was out, would you change your mind more and think more Riddick?
No, I can't. I mean, I know Riddick is a lot more valuable in a PPR league. He's got the potential to take one to the house, but as we saw last week, Bryce Brown could do it too, and he should have two touchdowns, not one. So Bryce Brown's going to get a lot of touches in a PPR league. You know he's going to get 5-6 catches out of the backfield. As long as he holds on to the ball, I see no reason why he shouldn't get you anywhere, you know, 12-plus points tonight.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Good luck, Kyle.
Best of luck to you. All right, 855.
That kind of call right there.
What's that?
He's in and he's out and he's on with his life.
In, out, and on with his life.
Don't need his life story.
No.
Don't need to know about every team in his league.
Don't need any
roster. Don't need to know what he had for breakfast.
Don't need any roster baiting.
Right? Little Ruxin. Yeah. We don't want to
see Russ
that. Russ
had like diarrhea of the mouth going on or something.
Well, listen, the guy hasn't called in 4 weeks, and all of a sudden he wants 5 minutes of airtime.
Yeah, that can't
happen.
I'm the only one who gets airtime. I'll see to that.
Fantasy football schedule breakdown coming up. Who are the quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, and tight ends with the top five easiest and most difficult schedules? That's coming up next. Stay tuned right here on the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Wanna split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument of flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Amendola starts in motion left to right. He joins Edelman there. Brady drops back. He's looking left. He rolls right. He looks across the middle. He throws to Gronkowski. He has a touchdown for the Patriots.
Who's back? The big boy. My gosh. Talk about a catch radius.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Before we get into our playoff schedule breakdown, we're going to do the top five easiest, top five hardest, most difficult schedules by position for weeks 14, 15, and 16, the fantasy football playoffs, the fantasy football championships. I have to go on a little bit of a rant here. Anthony, what commissioner product do you use? Yahoo, ESPN, CBS?
We do ours on ESPN.
Kev, what do you do?
ESPN.
They're the worst. ESPN is by far the worst one. Yahoo, my opinion, number one, it's free. CBS, number two. ESPN, number three. It's the worst. You can't do anything on this site. So I finally just accepted this trade. I'm sending away Kyle Rudolph and Mike Wallace. I'm getting back Terrence Williams and Dwayne Allen. and is telling me that the trade is going to process on the morning of November 18th because the waiver period already ended. How does
zero
that make any sense?
0.0.
It makes how much sense?
0.0.
Not only that, but we do a FAB budget. So you know how the FAB budget works. Free agent acquisition budget. You want to bid on a player during the waiver wire period, you put money down on him. But there's no free agency period. It's either FAB or nothing. So I have to wait every single day until 12 o'clock to find out if the player that I wanted to pick up the day before processed or not. How does ESPN, the worldwide leader, let this kind of shenanigans happen? And by the way, I called them this summer. They have a hotline. I was so desperate to try to make a change with the way this is going. I actually picked up the phone, held on the line for 30 minutes. That's how pathetic my life is. And instead of, like, you know, typically when you wait on hold, they have some nice music playing for you. Maybe, like, you know, ESPN, you'd think they maybe have, like, SportsCenter running around in the background while you're on hold. Something like that. But no, you know what they have? Nothing. Silence. Blank noise. You don't hear anything. And then all of a sudden, after 30 minutes of being on the phone and not really knowing whether or not my call was on hold, finally someone picks up. They have no idea anything about fantasy football. She doesn't know what a free agent acquisition budget was. It was the biggest waste of my time that I have ever attempted to try to do something through the phone. I was better off just writing a tweet to Matthew Berry and ranting like everyone else does to me on Twitter. That's how I felt that
what
day.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
May God have mercy on your soul.
You understand what I'm saying here?
I feel you. Now, see, that's weird because I commission our ESPN league, and if there's a trade that goes through, I just put it right through and it's done. I've never had an issue where they said something to that effect where the free agency or waiver wire or whatever the hell happened to you. I've never had that before. It's the first thing that I've ever heard.
So when you're on Wednesday, your waiver's processed on Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday morning.
I'm getting really bad like feedback in my ear. Like I'm hearing myself. Your waiver's processed on Wednesday?
Wednesday morning, yeah.
All right, and then Thursday, if you wanted to pick someone up, you can just pick them up right away?
Yeah, just pick whoever. After waivers go through, you can pick up whoever you want freely, and we don't have any limit as to, you know, anything like that. You can pick up and drop and do what you want. Now, I think we got to change that because some people, I feel like, take advantage, will pick up and then drop, and someone else can't use somebody, which kind of pisses me off. But we don't have a rule against that, really, so I guess I can't complain right now. But, yeah, outside of the free agency period from after the Monday night game till Wednesday morning, once Wednesday morning's over, you can pick up anybody you want whenever you want.
Yeah, that's how it was last year, and then we tried to do it this year. And, see, I'm not the commissioner of this league.
That's your problem.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But you know what? I'm such a control freak that for once I figured let someone else do it. And, of course, it gets screwed up.
Yeah. What do they say? You want something done right? Don't trust anybody
yourself.
Else. Yeah.
That's my little rant there.
That is disappointing.
But the trade thing, I don't know what's up with that. Like, why can't this trade go through right now? I'm not waiting until next week.
That's odd. That makes no sense. No one's played yet, so what the hell?
All right. Who's ready for some fantasy football playoff top five toughest schedules? I need a breath after that little rant there.
Playoffs.
Yes. So what we talked about on Tuesday was we wanted to do a schedule breakdown highlighting the teams by position with the easiest schedules and the most difficult schedules. Right. We only did week 14, 15, and 16 because I'd say 90% of leagues, it's a made-up number, do playoffs in weeks 14, 15, and then the championship in week 16. Now, if your commissioner or if your league does a week 17 championship, you have to stage a revolution, stage a coup, and overthrow your commissioner because week 17 championships are dysfunctional.
You know what else I hate besides the week 17? This kind of builds on the week 17 situation. Leagues where the playoffs run for 2 weeks and it's combined points. What the hell is that?
Yeah,
that makes
I'm not
no
down
sense.
With that either.
You don't do it all during the regular season. Never once have you ever seen a football playoff situation where the Bears go to the Packers and the Packers come to the Bears. This isn't the MLS, all right? No. You get 1 week, you win, you go on, you lose, you go home. That's the way it should be. Right? Jesus. New England Revolution are playing. I don't know how many games in one season. It doesn't make any sense, right? That's not the point. The point is We won 14, 15, 16, 1 week per week, one game per week. That's how your playoffs should be set up. No 17, no 2 week playoff matchups. No, no, no.
All right. So we have two great tools. What I went through on FFChamps.com, we have two great tools. One is the strength of schedule, which is just a chart, and it has green for easy, bold green for super easy, black for neutral, red for difficult, bold red for most difficult. It shows you every team, their entire schedule. You can go back and look at previous weeks. You can go look at future weeks for every position. So there's one for quarterback, one for running back, one for wide receiver, one for tight end, all the major positions in fantasy football. And it shows you, you know, it's a chart and it's color-coded, very easy to look at, very easy to use. Then I use our second most important tool, which is the defensive points allowed. What that tool does, it shows me the wide receivers that are going up against the Buffalo Bills, how many of them, the number one spot on the depth chart, how many points they've gotten in the last couple of weeks, or quarterbacks in the last 3 weeks versus, how many defensive points allowed by opposing quarterbacks were given up the last 3 weeks, the last 5 weeks, the last, you know, the whole season. So what we have here is a breakdown of five quarterbacks, really 10 quarterbacks, five of them with easy schedules, five of them with difficult schedules. But we have to throw a disclaimer out here on this one, Ant, because I tried to avoid using it, but Titans quarterback Zach Mettenberger has the fifth easiest schedule. You're not using him during the fantasy playoffs.
Of course you're not. No.
On the flip side of that, Julius Thomas has the most difficult schedule for tight ends, but you're still using him as your top three tight end option.
Yeah, no matter how easy or how tough a team's schedule is, regular season, playoffs, I don't care, week one, week 15, does not matter to me. You're starting your studs no matter what, so don't look at this and say, oh, well, Julius Thomas has got a difficult matchup week 16, championship week. I got to find somebody else, and maybe I can grab, Lance Kendricks or Jared Cook from the Rams. It doesn't work that way. Start your studs. Start the guys you know you can rely on consistently. This is one of those things where you got a flex question, a running back two potential, anything like that. Maybe you work this around it, but outside of that, just start your studs. Use this as a tool to maybe make some trades and get an advantage going into the playoffs, something like that.
All right, so let's start off. You want to go in reverse order?
Worst to best?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. That's more exciting.
All right, top five easiest schedules week 14 through 16. Number five, Tennessee Titans, Zach Mettenberger. Number four, top four guys all are reliable quarterback one. So if you have one of these four guys, knock on wood because they're great. San Diego Chargers, Phillip Rivers, number four. Number three, Matt Stafford with the Lions. Number two, Drew Brees with the Saints. Number one, Tony Romo with the Cowboys.
Yeah, Tony Romo is poised to have an excellent run down the rest of the stretch for the regular season and into the fantasy playoffs. A couple nice games, 14, 15, 16, Chicago, Philadelphia, Indianapolis. Look, they're all going to be high-scoring games. You know that. All right, these teams all give up a lot of points to quarterbacks. So I love Tony Romo's schedule. Anybody who had Tony Romo worried about the injury, if you held on to him, glad you didn't panic. Glad you did what you did because you're going to be thankful when it comes to the playoffs that you have Tony Romo on your team.
All right. It's very interesting because the Cowboys, the Saints, and the Lions, they're 1, 2, and 3 in the top five easiest schedule for quarterbacks. They all play in Chicago.
Yeah, that's ironic.
One of those three matchups, they're against Chicago.
Every single, the Chicago Bears are just not, same thing as last year. They're just not stopping anybody as far as an offense goes, and their offense is looking, watered down to say the least. Jay Cutler, I don't know what he's thinking, but that's a situation in Chicago they got to get turned around for next year if they want to have a chance, because they got a good nucleus. They just got to get a quarterback that's a little more competent.
By the way, when I did these, when I researched all these stats, I tried to find if any team had three green matchups, they were in. Like the Cowboys have three green matchups. Some teams had two green matchups, one neutral. I only tried to use, I think it really came down to tight ends was the only position. There were one or two teams where it was one green and two neutral. But for the most part, two out of these three games for all these positions that were about to go down was either two green and one neutral, three green, or two red, which were the difficult ones, and one neutral, or, you know, two neutral, one red. But there was really very rare, and I'll try to identify them as we go through, very rare where I was looking through the easy quarterback schedules, and there was a red one mixed into two or the three. On the flip side, very rare where I was going through the difficult schedules, and there was a green one mixed in between the red.
Right, yeah, I hear what you're saying. That makes the most sense.
All right, so that was the easiest schedules. Again, Tony Romo has the easiest, followed by Drew Brees at 2, Stafford at 3, Philip Rivers at 4, and then Zach Mettenberger at number 5. The bottom 5 schedules, the toughest schedules for quarterbacks week 14 through 16, in reverse order, the Oakland Raiders, Matt Ryan, that's a tough break for a lot of people out there. Number 3, waiver wire pickup of the week heading into week 10, Mark Sanchez of the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 2, I don't think this one's affecting a lot of people, Mike Vick, the New York Jets, Geno Smith, who knows if he comes back into action. And then number 1, looked great in the beginning of the season, really fell off in a big, big way, and it looks to only be getting worse, Jay Cutler for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, your Chicago Bears, and sadly enough, Jay Cutler, as I like to call him, Wilford Brimley with a helmet. So Jay Cutler is not doing much, the last couple of weeks. He's got a great offense. You got Matt Forte, one of the best running backs in the league. You got Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, two of the best wide receivers. You got Martellus Bennett, another huge target at tight end, another great guy. Jay Cutler is not taking advantage of the weapons he has, I don't think. I don't know what's going on with him. And the worst part about Jay Cutler's schedule, look, 3 tough matchups, but they're all at home. They're all in Chicago, and he's playing worse in Chicago than he is on the road this year. I don't understand it. He's got at least 1 interception in every game at home this year, 2 in 2 of them, and he's thrown for under 300 yards in two of those games too. So I don't like Jay Cutler at all the rest of the way, and it hurts everybody else around him.
You know what's funny that you bring up his home record? All 3 of these games, week 14, 15, and 16, they're all at home.
That's what I'm saying. That's the first thing that stood out to me about Jay Cutler is all 3 games are in Soldier Field. Hate that. I hate that about him. So it's gonna be if you're relying on Jay Cutler, don't you just can't do that right now, especially in the playoffs.
So for the easiest schedules, we had Romo, Brees, Stafford, and Rivers. You would agree, all top 10 quarterbacks.
They're all weekly starts, no matter what.
Right, and then for 5, let's see. 3 out of the top, out of the bottom 5, maybe 2 out of the bottom 5, Sanchez, Cutler and Ryan. Sanchez bordering on that QB1 territory.
Yeah, Ryan's the only one that definitely jumps out at me as someone that's virtually starting every week. Cutler, again, he's at the point you don't need to, and I wouldn't recommend it. Geno Smith, Mike Vick, you're not trusting them in the playoffs. Derek Carr, same thing, not trusting him, a rookie quarterback. Sanchez, yeah, he's got an opportunity to do something. He might look a little solid, but again, unless you're in dire straits, Mark Sanchez is not a name that you're going to hear someone say and won them a championship, I don't think.
Well, you know, here's the tough part with Sanchez, or here's the interesting part at least. I think a lot of people that were riding with Foles ended up with Sanchez.
You almost had to. I mean, by the time Foles got hurt and taken out most of the quarterbacks who were worthy of a waiver wire pickup, like your Ben Roethlisberger, for example, is already on somebody's roster. So it was a real tough situation if you had Nick Foles. But like I said, Mark Sanchez looked good in his game last Monday night. So let's see what we get out of him this week at Green Bay, a hostile environment, somewhere he's never played in his career. We'll see what we get out of him. And if he looks semi-decent, can get that 300 yards and a couple touchdowns again, then he might be a sneaky play. But we got to wait to see what we get out of him.
All right, let's go to the running backs with the easiest schedules week 14 through 16. We'll go in reverse order. Number 5, Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Stafford has an easy schedule. Their running backs have an easy schedule. Reggie Bush, Joyke Bell, Theo Reddick. Week 16 at Chicago, then Minnesota, then Tampa Bay. The Cleveland Browns have the 4th easiest schedule during the fantasy playoffs. That's another headache. 3-man backfield with Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell, and Ben Tate.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers have the 3rd easiest schedule. That's great news if you've been rolling with Le'Veon Bell all season long, because he's going to reward you big time in the fantasy playoffs. Number 2, the New Orleans Saints with Mark Ingram, has been very hot the last 3 weeks. Look for that trend to continue, certainly, in the fantasy playoffs. And then I'll tell you what, if you got him, you got to use him. The New York Jet running back Chris Ivory, not so much Chris Johnson, but Chris Ivory, during the fantasy championship and the fantasy playoffs, terrific schedule. going up against New England, allowing the 14th most points to opposing quarterbacks, the Tennessee Titans allowing the most points to opposing quarterbacks, and the Minnesota Vikings allowing the 8th most points for opposing running backs. Chris Ivory tends to be like Marshawn Lynch, gets stronger as the game gets going, gets stronger as the season gets going, and he has a terrific schedule in weeks 14 through 16.
Yeah, Chris Ivory, excellent schedule coming down the stretch. And right now, Chris Ivory is your 14th highest scoring running back in standard leagues. He's got played 10 games this year. Half of them he scored double digits in. So one of these guys where you can trust him as a running back, too, for the most part. A guy that can help you win a championship because he has such a cake schedule down the way. Same thing, Mark Ingram, a guy that if he stays healthy, been showing us a lot the last couple weeks, three straight games with 100 yards. So Mark Ingram could be a very useful guy if you grabbed him later off a waiver wire. That could be a great pickup for you. And again, Le'Veon Bell, an absolute stud that you're starting no matter what. But when you see one of your stud players have an easy schedule like this, it just makes your mouth water because it's great. Stud, easy matchups, time of the year where they're going to be feeding him the ball. So Pittsburgh Steelers probably be fighting for a playoff spot. It's going to be a great, great situation if you're a Le'Veon Bell owner.
All right, let's go to the flip side of this with the schedules for the running backs that have the top five toughest schedules for running backs weeks 14 through 16, reverse order. Bad news for Marshawn Lynch, but you got to use him anyway. Mm-hmm. He's at number five. Number four, it's a headache. I don't think a lot of people are affected by this. Trey Mason, Benny Cunningham, Zach Stacy. Number three, this is tough. Ryan Matthews and Brandon Oliver, certainly reliable fantasy options. Number two, this one hurts very close to home. Andre Ellington with the second toughest schedule during the fantasy playoffs. And then number one, I don't think this affects a lot of people. It's the Oakland Raiders running back, Darren McFadden.
Yeah, no one's using Darren McFadden. He was a fill-in for a couple weeks there. He had an okay run. But Andre Ellington and Marshawn Lynch are the two names, obviously, that pop out. Marshawn Lynch, definitely you're using every week. He can score at any time. He's just he's a beast. He's going to run over people. Like you said, get stronger as the year goes on. That's a positive. Andre Ellington, I think he's the wild card out of these five guys. I love Andre Ellington, especially in a PPR league. Even if he doesn't get in the end zone, gets a lot of points. He's always scoring double digits because of those catches. But with a new quarterback, it's tough. We don't know what we're going to get out of him. So he's got a very tough schedule. Couple division games at the end in 15 and 16 at the Rams and against the Seattle Seahawks. So it's going to be a tough, tough ride for Andre Ellington owners down the stretch and into the playoffs.
All right, so those were the toughest schedules for running backs, the easiest schedules for running backs. And again, we are going over the five easiest, five toughest schedules for all positions. We've done quarterbacks. We've done running backs. If you missed it, if you want to go back and look at some of the stats and analysis we have, go check it out. I put it up on ffchamps.com. It's a pretty good article, especially if you it's really meant for the people that know they're going to make the playoffs. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's who this article is really meant for. And people that are on the cusp that you might want to make a trade for.
Yeah, exactly. You know you're in the playoffs. Use this to your advantage because this is a great, great tool, great article that you wrote, Bill, to help people out. And the same thing, like you just said, people that are on the cusp, if you're looking to make a trade for somebody to potentially help you get in and maybe make some noise if you're close, these are the kind of guys that have the easy schedules, the favorite schedules that you want to try to get. I mean, that's what you want to do.
All right, let's move over to the wide receiver spots because I think there's some intriguing wide receivers with the easiest schedules. We'll go in reverse order as we have all pretty much guys that you can rely on in fantasy for the receiver position, right?
We started off with
the Houston Texans, DeAndre Hopkins, Andre Johnson, certainly very viable. Number four, I was excited when I saw this, man, because I got Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson in a few leagues. Green Bay Packers wide receivers, Cobb, Nelson, Devontae Adams. Great schedule for Green Bay, for the wide receivers. New Orleans, Brandon Cooks, Marquise Colston. Maybe the Saints can finally get things rolling again like we used to see from Drew Brees and company when they were lighting up the scoreboard. Last couple of weeks, they've been getting more toward that realm of elite offense. Would you agree?
I think so, especially at home. And they had a lot of games on the road to start the season off, so they got a lot of home games. Two of their three games in the playoffs at home against division opponents, but that's okay. They get Atlanta in the championship game, which is going to give up a ton of points. Anytime New Orleans gets the play in the dome, you know they're going to put up points. And the only game they're playing on the road, at Chicago, giving up a ton of points no matter what position they're playing. So a great schedule for the Saints wide receivers.
All right, so at 5 was the Texans, 4 the Packers, 3 the Saints. Number 2 is the Dallas Cowboys. Now, we mentioned Tony Romo had the easiest schedule for quarterbacks. His receivers have the second easiest schedule at the position, Dez Bryant, Terrence Williams, of course. And then number 1, it's Kelvin Benjamin for the Carolina Panthers. I almost said Calvin Johnson there. But it's Kelvin Benjamin for the Carolina Panthers, the easiest schedule for wide receivers this year. Or, excuse me, weeks 14 through 16.
Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin. Now, all three games on the road, which is a little bit discouraging sometimes. I like when guys got some games at home, get the home crowd juices flowing. But if the Panthers are on a downward slide, playing on the road might be best. They're not hearing their crowd boo them. So it can be an advantage for Kelvin Benjamin being on the road at this point. Game in the Dome with the Saints, again, probably a high-scoring affair. At the Buccaneers, a horrible defense stopping wide receivers, and at the Cleveland Browns, another team that's going to be giving up points. Yeah, I know they're playing well right now, but Cleveland always tends to give up points.
All right, top 5 most difficult schedules week 14 through 16 for the wide receivers in reverse order. The San Diego Chargers coming at number 5, Keenan Allen, Malcolm Floyd, Eddie Royal. New York Jets, Percy Harvin, Eric Decker, they're at number 4. Tough slate for the Jets, huh? I mean, their running backs have a good schedule, but the quarterbacks and receivers just not going to match up. San Francisco 49ers at number 3. And then again, we said Mark Sanchez had a difficult schedule. So do his receivers, Philadelphia Eagles, Macklin, Matthews, and Cooper. But the good thing about the Eagles, it's against division opponents. Sometimes that can make a difference at the end of the season. I will say that.
Yeah, and you know NFC East games this year and the last couple of years are high-scoring games. So when you close out the fantasy playoffs in 15 and 16 with two division games against Dallas and in Washington, which is good. And week 14, I know they're taking on the Seattle Seahawks, the Philadelphia Eagles, but it's in Philadelphia, and it's the Seattle Seahawks traveling all the way east, and then it's sandwiched between two San Francisco games for Seattle. So that's one of those that could be a trap game for Seattle where the Eagles might look a lot better than people are expecting. So I know they have a difficult schedule, but it should be three games where they can put up points.
And then number 1, Buffalo Bills, Sammy Watkins has the most difficult schedule when it comes to wide receivers, weeks 14 through 16.
Yeah, he's got a rough road ahead. I know that offense is a little banged up right now. It'll probably be a little more intact, but it's just going to be a rough ride for Sammy Watkins down the stretch. Now, you got at Denver against Green Bay. Those are two games that even though the Bills are probably going to lose, they're going to be putting up points, a lot of total points. And if Green Bay and Denver get up to, 35-0 on them, they're going to be throwing the ball to Sammy Watkins. So as much as the difficult schedule is, present for Sammy Watkins, it might actually work out for some garbage time, quote-unquote, points for him. So difficult schedule, but it might work out in his favor in some twisted way.
All right, we'll quickly go over the tight ends with the easiest schedules during the fantasy football playoffs. Good news if you have San Diego Chargers tight end Antonio Gates. He has the fifth easiest schedule. Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce should come on strong. Here's a good bit of information for the Eagles. Zach Ertz, Brent Celek, third easiest schedule for tight ends. St. Louis Rams, Jared Cook has been coming on strong. They come in at number 2 in terms of strength of schedule during the weeks 14, 15, and 16. And then Delanie Walker, he should be healthy by week 14. He has the easiest schedule for all tight ends. Moving over to the top 5 most difficult schedules for tight ends during the fantasy playoffs. Number 5 is Heath Miller of the Steelers. Number 4 is Michael Rivera of the Oakland Raiders. Number 3, Greg Olsen for the Carolina Panthers. He's been a top 5 option all year. Number 2, it's the Green Bay Packers tight ends, kind of a trio there with Quarles, Rodgers, and Bostic. And then number 1, we put a disclaimer on it at the top of the segment, Julius Thomas. Most difficult schedule when it comes to tight ends.
Yeah, well, like we said, start your studs. Julius Thomas, Greg Olsen are guys that you're going to start virtually every week anyway. So I wouldn't worry about that. Packers, no one scares me as a tight end that you're not going to play, so it doesn't matter. Same thing with Heath Miller. Rivera is a fill-in, nothing more than that at this point. So Julius Thomas, stud, play him, don't care.
All right, so if you missed any of that information, I know we just spewed out a lot of info. Go check out the article on ffchamps.com. It's the top 5 easiest, top 5 most difficult schedule by position for weeks 14, 15, and 16 in fantasy playoffs. Now, we do have to take a break, But we got plenty of emails to get to, webradio@patriots.com. If you're on the line, we'll get to you in the next segment, 855-728-7500. Be patient. It's worth it. We're going to help everyone win in Week 11. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on patriots.com radio.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument of flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie. Three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to your TV. Now available for $349 at a Microsoft store near you.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
All aboard!
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today. Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs as we are live for the final segment of the day heading into Week 11. Remember, you can always hit us up on Twitter just in case you're not listening to the show live. Maybe you got us on the podcast, Patriots mobile app, on iTunes, on the website. Hit us up on Twitter. We're answering your Week 11 lineup questions around the clock, even after we're off the air. So you hit us up at FF Champs, at the PPR Monster. I am at Bill Enright. Give our producer, Kevin Collins, a follow. I see Kevin answering fantasy questions. He does a great job at it, too. At Pats Radio underscore Kev. A lot of ways that you can get in touch with us and get in on some fantasy strategy and advice for Week 11. But if you are listening to the show live, give us a call at 855-728-7500. Send us an email, webradio@patriots.com. We're going to Mike in Tallahassee. He's in a 10-team PPR league. What do you got for us, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Bill? I have Brandon LaFell against the Colts, and I have DeAndre Hopkins. And the only reason I'm a little sketchy about this one is Ryan Mallett is now taking over in Houston, and I just don't trust his arm. So I want to know what you guys think.
Yeah, this is an interesting situation because we don't know what to expect from Mallett. I know he has a big arm. I know Hopkins is a big-time, big playmaker, down the field, stretch-the-field kind of guy.
Right.
I do like Hopkins this weekend because I think, as Anthony mentioned earlier, Joe Hayden's probably going to be locked up on Andre Johnson. Hopkins could break one for a long touchdown. And LaFell, I have him just a couple spots behind Hopkins. It should be a very exciting matchup. Should be a lot of points. Should be a lot of passing. But to me, LaFell is the fourth guy for the Pats. It goes Gronk, Edelman, Vereen, and then LaFell. So it's really only one or two for the Texans. So that's why
I have LaFell. You have to bring up his targets lately. They're off the charts with Brady in the past three games.
Listen, he's been 13 targets in Week 9, 11 targets in Week 8. But what about if he has 5 targets like he did against the Jets, 6 targets against the Buffalo Bills, 4 targets against the Bengals?
No, so, yeah. LaFell's always been shaky, even from Carolina. I remember I put him in my lineup 2 years ago and regretted it ever since. He's definitely a shaky player.
I'm not saying that the last two games for LaFell haven't been spectacular.
But
Hopkins has matched those numbers, too. 11 targets the past two games for Hopkins. So they're coming out of a bye. I like DeAndre personally. Anthony, you want to chime in here?
I totally agree on DeAndre. I know it's going to be tough with Ryan out throwing the ball. Patriots are going to be scoring points against the Colts. Colts are going to be scoring points against the Patriots. But LaFell is just very touchdown dependent. And if he doesn't get in the end zone, he's not doing anything for you. He's scored in 4 games this year, giving you double digits every week that he's done that. But the games he hasn't scored more than 5 points. So if he doesn't get in the end zone, he's doing nothing for you. At least with DeAndre Hopkins, you know he's going to get the ball thrown at him a lot. He's going to be the number one guy for Ryan Mallett going to. And especially with Joe Hayden locked down on Andre Johnson. So I like DeAndre Hopkins better than Brandon LaFell this week.
All right, we'll do. I'll go ahead and put him in. I just have one more question for you guys. You really think Foster's going to go this week?
Do I think what?
You think Arian Foster will go this
week? Oh, I don't even think he knows yet. So I can't predict that. He's had plenty of time to recover. They had a bye last week. I don't know the severity of the injury. He's very noncommittal about his playing status, so I don't know if he's going to be a full go or not. That's the kind of thing. Sometimes, Ant, you got to wait around until Sunday morning to really put the finishing touches on your lineup.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to it all the way up till Sunday, right before kickoff. Foster scares me this week. If he goes, how strong is he?
Right.
How much will he play? Will he re-aggravate on his first carry? I know if he's playing, it's so hard to sit him because of what he's doing, and you really can't, but you just got to wonder with how he feels about his own body and not being comfortable with it basically these last couple weeks. It really scares me, Aaron Foster, this week.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Let's go to Colin in at college at Kevin's alma mater, right? UMass Amherst, Kev? Isn't that where you went?
It is.
All right, so Colin is there now, probably living it up. What's up, Colin?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I got a question because I got blindsided by Fred Jackson not playing this Thursday night. So I had a question if I wanted to start Ben Tate instead of him or try and go to somebody on the waiver wire.
Well, you're obviously going to start Ben Tate over him because he's not playing.
Yeah, of course, but I didn't know if anybody on the waiver wire was worth checking out instead. Some of the people are pretty scarce out here. It's Devontae Freeman, D'Angelo Williams. They got Riddick, Andre Williams. So it looks like I'm going to be stuck starting Ben Tate, even though I didn't want to after watching that last Browns game.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. I'd pick up Riddick just in case Reggie Bush doesn't play, but it sounds like you're going with Ben Tate, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and you guys said something else that scared me a little bit because I'm also an Arian Foster owner, so I'm hoping that he starts for sure.
Well, listen, we don't mean to be scaring anybody, but sometimes the truth hurts. Sometimes the truth could be a little scary. And with Foster and a lot of these players that have these muscle-related injuries or ankle sprain injuries like Reggie Bush was active last week. He had an ankle injury. He aggravated it during the game. Didn't finish the game. That could happen with a guy like Arian Foster. We've seen it happen with a guy like Arian Foster, but Colin, listen, man, it sounds like you're a little bit banged up at running back. If you have Foster, if he's active, it sounds like you got to use him.
Yeah, I definitely got to use him. I don't think it's a bad idea to pick up Riddick either because I'll be able to use him either way if one of the guys goes down.
Yeah, I mean, that's a move I'd be trying to make.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You got it, Colin. Thanks
for
the phone call. Enjoy college because it doesn't last forever, man. I miss it every day.
Ain't that the truth?
Kevin, you had a good time at UMass Amherst?
A great time.
Partying with my boy Victor Cruz?
Salsa dancing.
That's right. Jag's in a 14-team PPR league. Hello, Jag.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We haven't heard from you in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I think I was going busy.
You were going busy?
Yep.
All right.
Yes, sir. Doing okay. I have a trade question. I lost Carson Palmer and Nick Foles, my two QBs I had.
Ouch.
And now I think some guy is offering me Mark Sanchez and Keenan Allen and Reggie Wayne for Rashad Jennings and Odell Beckham.
So you're getting rid of two giant players for Keenan Allen, Reggie Wayne, and who was the other one?
Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez. You need the quarterback. I think you'd take it.
Yeah, I think my rest of the team is, you know, I have Matt Forte and Shane Marine. It's a PPR league. As my, you know, running backs.
They're good options.
And then I have Randall Cobb, Terrence Williams, Josh Gordon, Devante Adams as my wide receivers.
Yeah, I think you can afford to make that trade.
Yeah, you need a quarterback. So,
yeah, you need a quarterback.
14 teams, I'm sure that waiver wire is really, really empty right now. So,
yep.
Mark Sanchez.
I have Drew Stanton and, you know.
Yeah,
Ellington.
No. Mark Sanchez is the guy. I want him over Drew Stanton right now, no doubt about it, in a much better offense, a much better situation. So you got to do the deal. You got to do what you got to do. You got a strong running back and wide receiver even after you make the deal. So I like it a lot.
Okay. I have one more question, one more lineup question for this week. I need to start, you know, because of the, I think, some of the buys we have, I need to start one wide receiver and one flex.
Okay.
Devante Adams. Dante Moncrief, Kendall Wright, John Brown.
PPR league?
Yeah.
Kendall Wright is in. I think you roll the dice on John Brown, man. Adams and John Brown, to me, are very close.
Yes.
Adams plays
agreed.
On a better offense. But I don't know. If you watch the Packers' last game, Devante Adams was barely on the field. His snaps were reduced big time, and that's because they used their tight ends a lot. Two of their three tight ends scored touchdowns. Devontae Adams was the lone man out. I think it's John Brown, and I think it's Kendall Wright.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right,
Jack. Good luck, Jack.
Best of luck to you, buddy. See, the Sanchez deal for him, that's the cookie in the pot right there.
Yeah, it
because
has to happen.
A quarterback.
It has to happen, and that's a tough thing about playing in a league with more guys, a 14 or a 16 team league. If you got one quarterback, even if you got two, he just had bad luck where both his quarterbacks went down, and he couldn't get anybody off the waiver wire. So sometimes you're put in a position where you might not want to do something, but you have to do it to make a position a little bit stronger. And the rest of Jack's team is very nice at running back and wide receiver, so I don't think he's giving up too much to get something that he has to have.
All right, let's go to the emails, Ant, because they are flooding our inboxes. I believe the first one that we have to get to next is our guy Brooks, and he says he's in a full-point PPR league and needs to start two running backs, one wide receiver flex, or running back flex. Reggie Bush, McFadden, Monte Ball, Theo Reddick, Bryce Brown. Given that we don't know the Reggie Bush, Theo Reddick situation, we do know Fred Jackson's out. Are you putting in Bryce Brown to start off?
Yeah, I'm playing Bryce Brown for sure, and I think out of the rest of these guys, I like Monte Ball. We don't know about Theo Reddick, Reggie Bush, tougher defensively than Monte Ball facing, and Darren McFadden just, you know, doesn't do anything for me.
And then for the flex, it's between all those running backs and Pierre Garçon.
Pierre Garçon. I love him this week. I think he bounces back in a big way.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Next email is from Devin in San Francisco. Jay Cutler or Teddy Bridgewater? Wow, it's come to that.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater. I just don't trust Jay Cutler anymore.
You're going with Teddy?
I am. I just do not trust Jay Cutler at all at home. Don't like him. I think Chicago's a worse defense than Minnesota. I think Teddy Bridgewater and the Vikings have a lot less to lose than Jay Cutler and the Bears. So okay. I'm going Teddy Bridgewater.
Does that mean you're using his tight end too, Kyle Rudolph or Larry Donnell?
I like Kyle Rudolph, but we haven't seen him since week three,
yeah.
So I can't trust him yet. I got to go Donnell in this situation.
I just pulled off that trade, by the way. I sent Kyle Rudolph and Mike Wallace. I got Dwayne Allen and
it went through
Terrence,
for you.
Yeah, Terrence Williams. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You got a good tight end. Maybe Kyle Rudolph turns it around, and I think he will be okay the rest of the way. But until I see him play at least one game, I can't trust him at this point yet.
Mike Williams, listen, I have Demaryius Thomas, Golden Tate, and Josh Gordon coming back next week. I don't need Mike Wallace.
You're fine.
I have Andre Ellington, Gio Bernard, Jeremy Hill, Denard Robinson, Fred Jackson. Like, I'm loaded at running back. And I only start two receivers, eh? I got Demaryius and Golden Tate, and then Josh Gordon's in my flex.
Yeah. You have
so
no
So all I needed
reason.
Was a consistent tight end, and I finally got one.
Yeah, and for as good as, like we said, Mike Wallace has been playing this year, he scored six touchdowns. Well, five of them came in the first six games, and since then, those last three games, it hasn't topped 59 yards, and he only has one touchdown in that span. So I don't like what I'm seeing out of Mike Wallace the last couple of weeks, trending down.
My paisan Fabricio emails in, the emails I sent on Tuesdays don't get read on the radio anymore. What's a man got to do? I thought we read them.
I thought so, but
I don't know. Maybe he sent them in late. I didn't get to him. I don't know. Anyway, pick one. Pierre, what have you done for me lately, Garçon or John Brown? You love Garçon.
I love Garçon, especially
pick
in PPR.
One. Jordan Reed or Travis Kelce?
Kelce.
Breeze or Smith? Drew Breeze, Alex Smith?
Drew Breeze.
Andre Ellington or Le'Veon Bell?
I'm going to go Le'Veon Bell just because I think he's got a little bit softer of a matchup.
Would you ever, how do I phrase this without using a double negative? Would you ever take a zero instead of just dropping your kicker?
Would I ever take a zero?
And picking up a kicker. Your kicker's on a bye. Dan Bailey's on a bye. Would you rather take a zero or rather drop Dan Bailey and just, you know, pick someone else up?
Well, looking at his lineup, he's got Allen Robinson, too. Drop him for another kicker if you don't want to drop Dan Bailey. But, I would rather get points from a kicker. Whatever. I mean, Dan Bailey, yeah, great kicker, one of the best kickers in the league this year. You got to get points, though. You just have to.
Yeah, you can't afford to take a zero.
It's a kicker.
But
it's
Allen
a kicker.
Robinson, that's a good point. Drop
him, get a kicker, then pick someone else up next week. Whatever, life goes on.
James says, all are in standard leagues. Who should I start? Fantasy Masters. I don't really like Fantasy Masters. It makes me sound like a dungeon. What's that game? Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Fantasy Masters of the Universe.
Oh, maybe that's what he's from. Okay.
I like it.
Flex option, running back, Jerick McKinnon or Keenan Allen.
McKinnon, standard league McKinnon.
Wide receiver, flex, Golden Tate or DeSean Jackson?
I can't say Golden Tate.
Flex option, Anquan Boldin, Rashad Jennings, Ryan Matthews.
Boldin's been hot, consistent. We haven't seen Jennings or Matthews for over a month. I think I stick with Boldin for right now.
All right, we got to go through some of these rapid fire here. Joey Garcia is up next. Need a running back, wide receiver, and a flex. I don't know what this question is about. Rashad Jennings. All right, so running back, Rashad Jennings, Andre Williams, Trey Mason, or Asiata and Jonathan Stewart?
Jennings.
Calvin Benjamin or Odell Beckham?
Benjamin.
He's got Garcon on the waiver wire. Would you drop Beckham, Benjamin, or Jeffrey for Garcon?
No, I don't think you can right now.
Chargers or the Saints? Chargers play the Raiders, Saints play the Bengals on defense.
Chargers.
John Roberts, love the show, guys. Been listening all year. My first year doing fantasy. Currently in second and clinched the playoffs. Good job. How about some of that beginner's luck? A couple of roster questions this week. 10-team league. Would you plug and play any of my bench guys in a flex spot for Julian Edelman? So right now he's got Edelman in as flex. Mm-hmm. He's a standard scoring league, which we always downgrade Edelman a little bit. Travis Kelce, Mohamed Sanu, Jonathan Stewart, Monte Ball in over Julian Edelman?
I would play Travis Kelce over Julian Edelman. Nice. I like what he does. Definitely a top target for the Kansas City Chiefs. More of a chance to get in the end zone, I think, than Julian Edelman.
Andrew C has a Andrew C from Cali has a question. Hey guys, I've been offered a trade: Jimmy Graham for Antonio Brown, Joik Bell, and Mikel Rivera. He's getting Jimmy Graham. No, he's getting Jimmy Graham. He's trading away Antonio Brown, Joik Bell, and Mikel Rivera.
14 team PPR league. I don't know if you can give up Antonio Brown. I think that's just too big of a piece.
I agree. Next email is from Mark, Standard League. Who's my best flex option? Mike Wallace, D'Angelo Williams, Jonas Gray, Isaiah Crowell. D'Angelo Williams has a great matchup, but I just never feel safe using him.
Yeah, totally agree with that.
Going with Mike Wallace?
Yeah, Wallace. It's between him and Crowell. I know it's tough with the backfield in Cleveland, but I might lean a little bit towards Crowell.
Next email is Kevin from Maryland. Needs two wide receivers, two running backs, a quarterback, a defense, and a flex. His entire lineup, he can't set one position. We got to do it all for him. So his running backs are Andre Ellington, Mark Ingram, Jeremy Hill, Ahmad Bradshaw, Alfred Morris, Shane Vereen. Pick two. It is a PPR league.
Damn.
Mark Ingram versus Cincinnati. What do you think about him as the number one option here?
I like Mark Ingram with what he's been doing. I would go Mark Ingram, Ahmad Bradshaw for my two running backs out of this.
All right, wide receivers, Demaryius Thomas, AJ Green. Do I even have to go further than that?
You can just stop right there.
Quarterback, Phillip Rivers or Russell Wilson?
Phillip Rivers.
Defense, Patriots or Cardinals?
Cardinals will probably be a lower scoring game.
Andre Ellington, Jeremy Hill, Mohamed Sanu, Michael Floyd as his flex.
I'm going to stick with Jeremy Hill.
Okay. Yeah. Next email is from Chad. Hey, fantasy crew, here are wide receivers. Sanders, LaFell, Hopkins, Malcolm Floyd, Bolden, Sanu. I'd start Sanders and LaFell, but Bolden is very average so far, and the other wide receivers play with just two volatile and poor quarterbacks. I don't know how many he needs. I don't know his scoring format, and I don't know. Pick two of them.
I got to go with Emmanuel Sanders and DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I would go with Hopkins, too. I don't know if he needs two of them, but.
And if you need three, Bolden would be my number three.
All right. Ike in Charlotte. Anthony, earlier you said if the Panthers implode, from where I am sitting Monday, that was an implosion. I know that's just one game. We're still in the hunt. But as a Panthers fan, that was embarrassing and looks like we've gone off the rails. Ice up, son.
Ice up.
Anyway, I could use your help this week. I'm 5-5 playing against Rodgers Nelson stack. Tough. And need a win, 10-team non-PPR league. Pick three: Rashad Jennings, C.J. Anderson, Steven Jackson, Joik Bell, Chucky Sims.
Jennings, Anderson, and Joik Bell.
Okay. Is Sims worth holding on to, or should he drop him to pick up the Chargers defense and start them over Buffalo tonight? I think yes. San Diego versus Oakland. Yeah.
A lot more favorable matchup.
Next email is from Luke. Yo, guys, here are my four running backs: Jamal Charles, Arian Foster, Denard Robinson, Mark Ingram. Denard Robinson's on a bye, so that's a little bit easy to answer. Who are my starters and my flex, according to you? Well, I think you just answered your own question there, buddy.
Hey, you only got three running backs. You got three positions open.
Denard Robinson's on a bye.
Yeah.
Very important to look at who's on a bye. That's why we say it at the top of the show. Mike is up next. I lost Palmer and have Romo on a bye. Pick up Tannehill, Sanchez, or Dalton. I don't trust Tannehill tonight.
I don't trust Tannehill either. Sanchez will be a high-scoring game, but that's... I think Dalton has a bounce-back week. Down in the Dome, there's always a lot of points scored there. I would... Since you got Romo coming back, I would take a chance on Dalton just for this single week.
All right, four more questions to get to. We also have to do our primetime pick 'em, so let's go fast here. Gary G. Hello, guys. I'm in a standard non-PPR. I need two wide receivers and a flex. Brandon Marshall, A.J. Green, Brandon LaFell, Mohamed Sanu, Kelvin Benjamin, Jordan Matthews. Marshall and Green, right?
Marshall and Green have to be in there. And
Monte Ball would be the other option at flex.
I would keep Kelvin Benjamin playing. I like the way he's playing. I put him as my flex.
Richard says that he uses CBS Sports for his league. Do you have a site or service that you like better? I think Yahoo's the best because it's free. I don't. First of all, CBS, I really don't want to get into this now, but CBS, it's not worth that $165 that they make you play. Plus, they have ads on their mobile phone, on their mobile app. You can't charge me and put ads. It's one or the other.
Yes. Yeah.
It's one or the other. Next is, I always botch this guy's poor guy's name. I feel so bad.
Lakeshay?
Yeah. Lakey. Edelman or Vereen for flex? I butcher it every time.
Vereen. Gotta go Vereen.
Jay Culler or
RG3?
All right, Todd has the last email of the day. We got to him all. 10-team full-point PPR league for his flex. Monte Ball, Darren Sproles, Vincent Jackson, Brandon Cooks. I'm assuming Sproles. It's Monte Ball. Darren Sproles?
Yeah, I would go Darren Sproles in that situation. I like him. Yeah, Cooks would be. Cooks. They're one, like 1A and 1B, but.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I would stick with Sproles, but it's damn close between those two guys.
All right, I said Todd the emailer was the last question, but that's incorrect. Kevin Collins, our producer, do you have a question for your fantasy team heading into week 11?
Not really. I already cheated and asked you earlier today about it.
You did on Skype.
I did. That's how us cool kids do it.
I agree. I mean, you have the inside advantage.
I do have an inside. I have a direct line to the ear of the fantasy doctor, Bill Enright.
Let's go to our primetime pick'em. What do you say?
Primetime pick'em.
By the way, Ant, do you agree with Bill that V-Jax is the Jag?
V-Jax
just
is
another a... guy.
He's just another guy.
I guess he's been playing like that this year. Nothing really too special. Mike Evans has taken over as the number one there, it seems like.
I got an offer for V-Jax. That's why I was picking Bill's brain on it. The guy Bill hated last week that went out and scored, a touchdown in 94 yards was the West kid from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Who I just picked up, so like cost me nothing. He wanted him and Dwayne Allen for V-Jax.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Dwayne Allen's giving up too much, I think, at that point.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we got to end the show on time today because I got stuff to do, fellas. Very busy right, day. Hey. We just answered what? 25 emails.
Let's fire. All right, let's go.
I have 24 expert advice tokens waiting for me on ffchamps.com. Plus, it's my anniversary tonight, and I'm gonna be so late for dinner.
Oh, you're gonna get kicked in the face.
I'm gonna get yes.
You're kicked so in the balls.
Yes, like right.
All right, so primetime pick 'em. What's the standings?
Bill 15 wins. Kevin's 14 wins. I am 12 wins.
All right, I want to shake it up a little bit tonight. Hopefully, either Anthony can catch up or I can extend my lead on Kevin. Either one sounds good to me.
All right, Buffalo, so Miami, versus Buffalo.
Buffalo versus Miami. What do we got?
Really, I like Miami in this game.
Kev,
I'm gonna go because we're not picking against the spread. I'm gonna go with Miami too.
I'm going with Buffalo. Sunday, New England Patriots visiting the Indianapolis Colts. This is a tough game. I wish we could take the points on this one. This one's tough. Patriots or Colts? What do you guys got?
I'm going Pats.
I am going Colts. I like them at home.
I like it. A lot of shakeup this week.
I'm going to go with Pats, too. Coach Belichick off the bye. I'm taking the Patriots. So I got the Bills. I have the Patriots. Kevin, you have the Dolphins. You have the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come down to Monday night. Pittsburgh Steelers versus Tennessee Titans.
I think we're all going Steelers on this one.
I think it's safe to say we're sweeping Pittsburgh in this game.
Yes, I agree. So the only difference.
No, we have multiple differences.
I have Buffalo. You have Miami. That's it.
Well, then Ant and I are different too.
Oh yeah.
For the Colts game.
I went Colts. I was the only Colts follower this week.
So we got a little shake-up here.
All right, yeah, we'll see what happens. Let's see what we get on Tuesday.
I like that. Final thoughts. Kevin, what do you got?
Just really looking forward to it. I think this is going to be an instant classic on Sunday night. I think you're going to see a lot of points, a lot of fantasy points, and I think the Patriots win in a shootout.
I love it. Anthony, what do you think?
I agree. Looking forward to some just good football this week. Nothing crazy. Get out of here, Bill. Don't get in trouble, all right?
All right, thanks for everyone that listening. Listen to the Fantasy Football Champs radio show here on Patriots.com. You can always hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps, at the PPR Monster, at PatsRadio_Kev. I am at Bill Enright. Enjoy, have fun, good luck in Week 11. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.